Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They want to remind you the 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is coming up Saturday, this coming Saturday, 10 until 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Local and organic products, live music. They've got a kid zone, free hot dogs and popcorn. It's going to be a fun day. Hope you'll head out. RCEarthDay.com online. That is RCEarthDay.com. Our pal Lee Colvin in studio joining us today, and we are going to chat about Every Kid is a Hero Day, and that took place just last Friday, and looking forward to the conversation with Lee this morning. How are you this morning, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you doing today, Brian?
Good. Very good. I know Every Kid is a Hero Day kind of had a push because of the weather, and but got it all taken care of on Friday, right?
We did. It was, we were definitely worried about the rain that was supposed to be coming in on Wednesday and Thursday, and glad that we did not do the makeup day of Thursday, because I think that was the worst of it all.
Yeah.
But Friday was amazing. It was a beautiful day. I will say that it was a little windy. We'd love to not have as much wind. But here's the best part about the wind, Brian. As the 300 plus special needs children of the Rutherford County Public High Schools came in, these children were so beautiful, and their smiles and their excitement and their eagerness. And I've got to say, Stewart's Creek did an amazing job of hosting the Every Kid is a Hero day event for us. It just, Clark and his whole team, Clark, Casey, the cheerleaders, oh my goodness. I feel like they must have had 50 cheerleaders out there. I don't know how many were out there. But they were just rooting all the other children on, and young adults on. And it was just blows you away. But the best part for me was, we did this the first time in Sumner County.
Mm-hmm.
And at Sumner County, I'm giving away T-shirts to the volunteers, and I didn't have anything initially to give to the kids. We had the comic books to give at the end of the event, which really is the event. But not giving anything to the kids up front at Sumner County, literally some of those kids were looking at me at Sumner County like, buddy, you're not going to make it out of here. You're dying, you know? So we made sure to have capes and masks for the kids this year. And as the kids were putting those on and the wind was blowing, their capes were flowing out the back. It was perfect. I mean, I feel like some of them could have flown away as their own superheroes right there on that day. And it was magical. It really was. At the same time, Brian, we definitely want to give credit to the children. These kids have challenges that you and I will never understand, never know. As hard as our lives day in, day out may occasionally be, these kids have challenges every single second of every single day. And you wouldn't even know it. It's just another day in their life, and they are moving on, and they're walking by you, and they're wanting to give high fives, and they're wanting to hug you, and they're wanting to just, have a great time. I'll tell you the best part. I think we need to have a special tryout for some of these kids in football, in soccer. They have some arms.
Yeah.
My goodness. I mean, they were putting right in there every time, putting right in the net. Very special. Very special.
So there must have been some activities that took place there for them too, right?
It did, yeah. So the way the event happened is all the schools of Rutherford County came in. And again, I'm going to give props. Our Rutherford County School Board, Dr. Sullivan, you know, I didn't even know him until last summer. But I'm going to say thank you, Rutherford County, for extending him to 2028. I believe I just saw the other day in the newspaper. The whole board, Claire Maxwell, Francis, they all were just so encouraging to push this through. And then, you know, Annie Ralston, Kay Martin, they spearheaded the thing from the county's perspective. Did a fantastic job for us. But the day of the event, all the schools came in. The children each got their own cape and mask. Without wanting to kill me, which was nice.
Volunteers got their shirts, yeah.
Volunteers got their shirts, and you know, from that, we did have some introductions. I know we didn't have all the dignitaries that we were hoping for because of the change in schedules. There were several that had planned on coming on Wednesday that were not able to make it on Friday. But Mark Adkins, the vice mayor for Smyrna, came. He brought, I believe it was Heather Kent, Brian Hercules, Rex. I mean, you know, four or five different dignitaries from Smyrna came. They were fantastic to help encourage the kids. That was fantastic. Volunteers, the students themselves that came, some of our sponsors came, friends came, and again, this is only the second time we've done this, so we weren't able to get out all the sponsor requests to come because there was some work that needed to be done to verify folks from a protection and legal standpoint from the school system. But now that we've done it once, now that we know the process, it'll be much easier to do that next time and hopefully invite many of the sponsors. But I've just got to tell you, while the sponsorships were fantastic, we cannot thank so much Smyrna Ready Mix, Jennings and Rebecca Jones Foundation. Lisa Mitchell was fantastic to help us out there. Republic Services were amazing. The financial advisors of Edward Jones, I'm so encouraged by my fellow advisors. I called and they just said, where do we send the check? The best part about that, Brian, I know I'm giving you so much time to talk and ask questions, but there was so much going on. The best part about that, though, was Sunday morning. I didn't ask, but I presume it was at church because it was Sunday morning. One of my fellow advisors, DeLon Bradley, he sent me a picture, and one of his little buddies, who was a Rutherford County school student, had his comic book with him.
Oh, wow. How cool.
And he was going around showing everybody his comic book, you know. But from playing games to getting the comic books to getting the capes and masks and wanting to fly off and be superheroes. And it, one of the best things Mark Adkins did was he said, show me your best superhero pose, you know. And obviously they all just did their poses, and that was fantastic. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. But I do want to give props to folks that I know don't normally get props. They do it definitely selflessly, for the love of the kids, the love of the program, the love, the passion. But the Rutherford County school staff, who were there. The nurses were there before anybody else. They were there. They were ready because there are different challenges that the kids may have to take on through the day. So the nursing staff was there ready to go. The one-on-one buddies. I mean, you know, from time to time, and no fault of the kids themselves, but you never know, again, if you're going to get a hug, if you're going to get a handshake or a high five, or maybe because of a specific physical challenge, you don't know if you're actually going to get hit and come home with bruises. And obviously, it's no fault of the children's. But these folks come and do this every single day, day in, day out, because they love, love, love the kids. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of the Rutherford County staff, the teachers, the parapros, the EAs, the one-on-one buddies, everybody who is just there out of love and care for these children. It was so apparent. So apparent. I mean, you can't just come out of there with your heart just opening wide up, wanting to shine for the love of these children. And it was fantastic.
So I know that it just happened Friday, but plans in the works for another Every Kid is a Hero Day somewhere, sometime soon?
We are definitely, yes, we definitely, you know, from this event, I think we, while definitely, again, it is our second event, so we definitely had a few challenges to and hurdles to figure out and get through. There are several folks that were there that are employees of the school system and volunteers who said, hey, I've got ideas. And I said, great, we're looking for help. but I definitely think it's an event that everybody wants to have again. And I know that we're looking at doing it again in a few other counties in Metro Nashville. So for folks that may be listening and want the same type of event in their county, please let us know. You can always go to, again, everykidisahero.org. My phone number is on there. Again, my name is Lee Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N. 615-525-1694. We'd love to talk to you. The other side of that is, as much as we're able to give out t-shirts, give out capes and masks, give out comic books where each child was their own superhero, we were also able to raise in our first event $11,000.
Oh, cool.
To go back into the Rutherford County special needs classrooms. And that, I know it's not as much as I wanted, but it's a good start. And again, we cannot thank our sponsors, individual donors, enough for their contribution and commitment to this event. And we look forward to it again. So again, if you're somebody who would like to be a part of this, please give us a call. Please send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Again, you can reach out to me, 615-525-1694.
All right, Lee. Appreciate you stopping in today.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great day.
You bet. Lee Colvin joining us today here from Edward Jones, but talking about Every Kid is a Hero Foundation and their big event last Friday. If you want to check some of the podcasts, you can do that at WGNSradio.com. Just look under Rutherford Issues or search for Every Kid is a Hero Foundation. You'll see a lot of that info posted there on the site. Okay, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here next time.